Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Another day. Hey. I had a great time at the Friars Roast yesterday. Boomer Esiason. Is that how you say his name? Esiason? Pretty cool stuff, a lot of fun. Jeffrey Ross, brilliant as ever. And a lot of celebrities. Betty Jo Tucker loves that. All about the lid. And we just had a great time. Table full of the funniest comedians. It was just so great, so great. And how should I get it started today? Multitasking. You just see Mendoza's in the house. Yay, let's start with a little Canadian cheer, huh? All right. Were you Scunbird?
Thank you.
girl sing and play, Bria Skonberg. She's amazing. Love her, love her. And love, love, love all the wonderful people in my chat room. Love you. Hey, I was at the Friars Roast yesterday. Awesome. Go check out my Facebook page to see me with your all the jocks I was with yesterday. Hey, Betty Jo Tucker's on hold online, I see. Richard B. Smart. Oh, you wackos, did you guys end your show again? Thank you so much. Wacko World Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The Steve Mendoza Show. Steve, and I have the file up here, but my computer just, like, went down. I'll have to find all your times again. Post your times, and I'll say it. George Benger's in the house Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. It's George Benger and the Mom and Pop Shop. Check them out. Chuck Skull in the house. Oh, you're on tonight, aren't you, Chuck? Fridays and Saturdays with Kat Vecchione, who is in the house and out of the house. And that's at 8. And I believe on Sundays at 11 a.m. you have your nostalgia show, right? On Blog Talk Radio. Boom. Anyway, thanks for coming. You guys missed a great, great time. Wacko Bob's back. Yay. I was at the roast. That was great. Boomer Iason, is that how you say his name? Anyway, got a picture with him. Check out my Facebook page. Pretty cool. And then the guy who was the coach for the Steelers, I got a picture of him too. Great fun at the Friars. I love being a Friar. It's Friarlicious. Friarlicious, I tell you. Speaking of which, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. And Betty Jo, I'm going to, it's Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That should be like their thing, right? I'm having a lot of problems with, I think a virus is attaching to my Blog Talk show. Anybody else having a problem with that? I like pop-up ads everywhere. Oh, it's I reported it and they're working on it. Let's see, Betty Jo Tucker, February 4th. Movie Attic Headquarters will be discuss. Oh, why do you do a name I can't pronounce? F-E-M-M-E. Femi? Women Healing the World. His award-winning documentary, Celebrate Women, are transforming and healing global societies on a daily basis. Sharon Stone, executive producer of the film. Awesome. A powerful and inspiring movie. Awesome again. Double awesome. Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Kat Vecchione is back in the house. She finally got sound, Steve Mendoza. I am so happy for you. You might have to just do external speakers or something. I don't know. Who else do we got? George, did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. Yeah. All right. Well, now that I got everybody, let's just move on with more fun. Oh, yeah, Jackie Martling last night. I love Jackie Martling. Nicest guy ever. Check out the pictures. We were laughing so hard. I got to say, in all honesty, I think our table was funnier than the roasters. Shh. Don't tell them. And, yeah, it was all good all around, all the time. What are you going to do? I loved it.
comedy lifestyle. How you doing, Ray? Nice, pretty bro, Jenna.
Yay, Jenna!
In the house, and Marissa, and a very, very lovely, lovely group of people here. And that's all I can see. I imagine this much like death. These are the only people I'll see in the front row. But anyway, no mic, enough about you. Let's talk about me, me, me. Okay? I'm a new age woman.
Woo!
Every time someone asks my age, I'm going to give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. That's just the way I go. I don't like to shop. I'm sorry. Yes, my husband. He's very sweet. He's very sweet. But how many married people? Raise your hand for class. Going that well, eh? Okay. My husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. You know this look, lady?
What? What? He just about the milk. Because there wasn't enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake you were saving and I ate it? Sorry! What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I've been married a long time. What makes my marriage work is date night. Gotta have the date night, right? You gotta go on those dates. So, once a week, you go out, good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesday, he goes Thursday. And he's always on some new fad diet. Now he's on this diet, coconut and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Working out for him, they've discovered a cure for insomnia. Yes, watch. Lincoln! What? Lincoln! Oh, no. That was, I'm sorry. He did not, there was no acting there. He did a voice from a man nobody ever heard. Why, he got an Academy Award for that. Why? I was like,
hey, Mary, what's going on? Maybe I should go free somebody. Get a picture on a penny. What do you think?
Mary, you're crazy. Hey, Mary, what's going on out there? I don't know. Why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Don't we have any other colors? What's there? What's going on? You remember the last thing that Mary said to him?
Would it kill you to go to the theater?
Sorry, Lincoln.
Thank you.
believe this, but I happen to have written a song about your life. And it goes like this.
Through my list here, Adam Stone of the Stone Brothers, the Becker Boys, oh gosh, Stephen Scott, Jackie the Amazing Martling, and who am I leaving out? I have to look at the photo to try and remember everybody who was there. It was such a great group of guys and gals. I guess we were the gals there, and I'm trying to think, who am I leaving out? No, Todd Stone wasn't there, just Adam Stone. Dan Justin Anybody, Dan Peasy. We were stomping at the Waldorf. Oh, I've left out Dave Koenig, Harrison Greenbaum. Can't leave them out. Oh, boy. Go to my pictures. You'll see we had a great time. Great, great fun. Now, I want to announce something right now. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to announce something. My friend Hillary Cole. As you know, I've played her on the show before. And maybe I still have something in the... in the box. Let me see if I can find it on the switchboard, Hillary Cole. But she's got an event, and she asked me to mention it. And it's by chance with a lot of the people I was with last night. What are the odds? Oh, here we go. Hillary Capps. Not Hillary Cole, by the way. Hillary Capps. I do have her music, and I'll play something in a minute. Well, let's see. When is this coming to the stage? All right. There's an event coming up. And I got to get the big poster so I can see it. The offensive line, all-pro comedy and sports discussion. Okay, when will that be? Oh, it's tonight, January 31st, 2014, comedy. Coming to the stage 72 of stage 72. That's the former, is that the duplex uptown? No, the duplex. The former triad, yes. Stage 72 on 72nd Street, just two nights before the Super Bowl. The offensive line will be a funny, loose, and unpredictable night of comedy and spirited sports discussion featuring all-pro panel of hilarious and opinionated comedians. Hosted and moderated by Nick Stevens, CBS Sportsnet VH1. And it'll be led by Maurice Jones-Drew, Jacksonville Jaguars, all running back. Hannibal Buress, Comedy Central. Carrie Keegan. Oh, I love her. I met her last night. She was one of the roasters. What a nice lady. Look her up. Follow her on Twitter. Nice lady, Carrie Keegan. And, man, she held her own with all those guys. She was just up there giving it back. Reese Waters, oh, he was one of the roasters, too. What do you know? Hey, it's the same line as the Friars Club, basically. Michael Somerville, Amadeo Fusco, and LaVon Bell. But who knew? Okay, tackling the biggest and most controversial topics. Game at MetLife Stadium. The first time the NFL has played the Super Bowl in cold weather outdoor stadium. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I won't be watching, but I'll go anywhere where there's free food, just so you know. Anyway, you want to get your tickets right away because this sounds like this is going to sell out. What a lineup. And they're going to have special Super Bowl pool prizes, etc. This is one party you do not want to miss. Hillary Capps is telling you to go. You go where Hillary Capps says to go. That's how it works. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you can get a discount. Let's see. Enter a password or discount code, and premium seats includes a meet and greet. Oh, you can't beat that. Premium seatings is only $47.57. That's a meet and greet. Picture opportunities, people. Go check this out tomorrow, okay? Stage 72, two nights before the Super Bowl, the offensive line. Get it? The offensive line. It's going to be fun. As long as we're talking about Hillary Capps, why don't we play some Hillary Capps music, right? In honor of Hillary Capps. Thank you for sending me that info. All right, guys, I'll announce you right after Hillary's song. I'll give you promo time.
Love, love. keeps our feet on solid ground. Oh, maybe in the morning I'll know just what to do. Maybe I'll know the reason my heart keeps coming back to you. Maybe I'll fight the demons that keep on knocking at my door, and I'll find the answer that I could not find before. Maybe in the morning.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that great promo. And the Jukebox Diner, Steve Mendoza on Blog Talk Radio. Facebook friend him. He's on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. I don't know, Steve. I can't get all your times right. And you know, I did the sheet. I started the sheet. Now I can't find it on my computer because my computer's crashing. And after this show, I've got to clean it out and just do a whole big thing, whatever Richard B. Smart said to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I got to back it up first, and then I'm going to run a whole scan on it because it's acting crazy. Crazy, man. Hillary Capps, that other song was by Hillary Capps, by the way. Go to www.hillarycapps.com. www.maryhoffman.com and find out more about this great little singer. And she's telling me about the event. And it is just an all-star event. It's Stage 22 tonight, the Super Bowl. Just two nights before, the offensive line will be fun, loose, and unpredictable night of comedy. Spirited sports discussion featuring all pro panel of hilarious and opinionated comedians. You've got Nick Stevens. You've got Maurice Jones-Drew. You've got Robert Wall, Carrie Keegan. Love her. Reese Waters. Saw him last night. Michael Somerville. Amadeo Fusca. Another Friar. LaVon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, wow. And it's just going to be a good time all around. 72. It's on 72nd Street. Just go to Stage 72. Look it up to make your reservations. I'm looking here to see if they have a number to call. And no, you just got to go to their website to get stage72/theoffensive line, and that'll tell you how to get the tickets. And it's a meet and greet if you get the supreme tickets. If you get the primo tickets, you will be just thrilled, right? Okay, moving right along. I'm multitasking like crazy because I want to mention everybody in the house. All right, Steve Mendoza, Jukebox Diner. Post when your shows are. I will get this all straightened out one day so I can just flow through my things. Chuck Skull, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione, and I believe Sunday at 11 a.m. Blog Talk Radio. Richard B. Smart, okay, the Wacko Network, the Wacko Bob Show, the Wacko Guys, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and Blog Talk Radio, and they also have special shows. So you just want to follow them on Facebook so you know when the shows are coming on, because sometimes they have those pop-up shows like I do. Richard B. Smart, you sure are smart. Did I forget anyone? Cyanide, Marco Polo. Anyway, love your show, Chuck, big fan, and also Steve Mendoza. I love his cooking show. It's so fascinating. Who knew he knew so much about cooking? What a guy. He knows stuff, doesn't he? He knows a lot of stuff. Anyway, we'll keep it moving right along as it goes so fast. I did have a great time at the Friars roast yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Jeffrey Ross killed, Tom Cotter killed, and, you know, what else? You know, hey, now's a good time to remember your mother, because she was there for you.
Bye.
on Prozac. Joy Rose. Okay. What do I forgot to mention? Betty Tucker. I said I forgot somebody. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday. French filmmaker Emmanuel Itir drops by Movie Attic Headquarters. Je n'ai mon aimé Satan, February 4th, to discuss Femi, Women Healing the World. It's an award-winning documentary. You don't want to miss this. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker. Also, check out her blogs for the latest reviews on what you should go see or not go see. George Benger, Mom and Pop Shop. Go to his Facebook page. Actually, go to everybody's. Go to Chuck Skull's Facebook page. Go to Wacko World's Facebook page. Go to Richard B. Smart's Facebook page. Go to Rudy Keisley's Facebook page. I don't know if he has one, but just go. Yeah, he does. Go bother him. Steve Mendoza Show. Go, Facebook friend. And then the Wacko World, Wacko Network, Wacko. Sinai doesn't have a Facebook, but we love his little face. Okay? Marco Polo. Yeah, thank you. Rudy will be performing next at the New York State Unemployment Office in Flushing. Look for him there. He's there all month. And oh, Cyanide got Google Plus. The world's a better place, Cyanide. What can I say? The world's a better place. And it's a better place for all the people who listen to my show, because I love them all. You got to have a hope and a dream, kid, a hope and a dream. Oh, the Backer Boys, they crack me up. Anyway, we're winding down here. What have I got? That's 2 minutes. Here we go. Here's something that's 2 minutes. Oh, wait, I got to mention stuff, Nancy. I forgot, because Monday I'm going to have a very special guest. Yes, Stacey Burdan. Her and Marshall Burdan wrote this great book, Raising Global Children, Ways Parents Can Help Our Children Grow Up Ready to Succeed in Multicultural Global Economy. And that show, my friends, will be at 10 a.m. this time, 10 a.m., and I hope you can tune in, Raising Global Children with Stacey Burdan. It's really a great book and very informative. You know, we really don't have where our children have knowledge of the world. As other countries, everybody speaks two languages. Here we speak New York and the English. Anyway, tune in for that special show on Monday. I look forward to seeing you there. All right, what are we going to go out with? How about a little Nancy Lombardo?
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the Lombada! When dancing the corporate Lombada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hit and hip and clench, headlock and dominate. And sway and glide. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate Lombada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive Lombada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy Lombada. massage.
Don't forget to watch my TV show tonight. Go to MNN.org, The Nancy Lombardo Show, 7 p.m. Check it out, MNN.org, or on three stations in Manhattan. I'll post it later on my Facebook, too. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Bye.